What you're about to hear will sound like a real human being delivering a movie review. Kenneth Turan reviews Ex Machina, about artificial intelligence.
Ex Machina is a smart film that's both futuristic and completely plausible. It's capable of thinking big thoughts and providing pulp thrills. Even more than that, as written and directed by Alex Garland, it's an intense human drama centering on a trio of individuals. One of them just happens to be machine-made. Ex Machina begins with Caleb Smith, played by the open-faced Donald Gleason. He's just won a lottery to spend a week with his boss, the brilliant, reclusive, fabulously wealthy internet CEO Nathan Bateman, played by Oscar Isaac. As soon as he gets there, Nathan hits him with a question.
Do you know what the Turing test is?
Yeah, I know what the Turing test is. It's when a human interacts with a computer. And if the human doesn't know they're interacting with a computer, the test is passed.
Yes, Nathan has created an artificially intelligent being named Ava, played by Alicia Vikander. And Caleb is there to determine if Ava is capable of experiencing real emotions or just simulating them. Here's how they meet.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Caleb.
Hello, Caleb.
Do you have a name?
Yes. Ava.
I'm pleased to meet you, Ava.
One reason for Ex Machina's success is that Ava herself, in terms of design, acting, and special effects technology, is a remarkable and compelling creation. Ava intentionally looks different from other robots we've seen. And actress Vikander is trained as a ballerina, so she's capable of unsettling precise movements that convincingly position Ava as a combination of human and machine. As Ava and Caleb chat, banter, even flirt, their personal connection strengthens, which raises some tantalizing questions. What are the implications, the responsibilities, the consequences of getting emotionally involved with a machine? It's all calculated to keep us off balance and unsettled from beginning to end. In a film like Ex Machina, that's just the way it should be.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.